You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to pick up now with the sermon I just preached just a couple days ago at Island Community Church. Many of you know we're going through the Gospel of Matthew. If you'd like to hear prior programs through Matthew or anywhere, you can go to my website. It's wgodradio.com. Click on a link there. I think that says a prior broadcasts, and you'll be taken to a page that has some 8 or 10 years, almost 10 years now worth of programs of podcasts on there you can listen to. I encourage you, get the Word of God in you, study, spend time in the Word of God, and your life won't ever be the same. I promise you that. That's what's happened to me, and I share it with you. Funny thing happened to me when I spent 5 years translating the Bible. I've never been the same. And it's just like when the angel touched Jacob on his hip, he was never the same. Sometimes something happens you just can't explain. And that's what happened when I spent 5 years translating the Bible from its original language into English. Now, here today, we're in Matthew, we're in chapter 10, subject heading here. Well, first we're going to start with whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. That's where we're going to pick it up today. We're going to wrap up chapter 10, and we're going to look at all of chapter 11 here in the coming few days. Here's part one now of this message.
Onward and upward in our series in the Gospel of Matthew. Learned a lot in chapter 10 last week. The importance of prayer. How certain promises are not for us, but were meant for whom they were originally promised to. We see the trouble from misunderstanding that, right? Like when Jesus said, whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. That's not a promise for us today. You see the trouble when sinful man gets his hands on that. Because people, I mean, this is what started the Protestant Reformation. Is the Catholic Church was selling forgiveness. You give me the money, and I'll forgive you of sin. What do you think? No? Don't want to try that, huh? That promise was for the apostles. That's what we looked at last week. We learned about the sovereignty of God. That is, God is in total control of what goes on here on earth. We're just confused sometimes because of all the evil in the world, right? Which you got to admit, if you were God, you probably wouldn't allow. Come on, fess up. I mean, think about it. If I was God, here's a short list of what I would do if I was God. Number one, there'd be no ISIS. Number two, there'd be no broccoli. Number three, there'd be no cauliflower. Get that smelly stuff away from me. Now, Sharon would probably have Simonon on the top of her list. Number four, there'd be no work. Just play. Number five, there'd be no sickness. Number six, there'd be no evil or evil people. Number seven, there'd be no love bugs if I was God. What's the harm in that? If I was God, there'd be no love bugs. And lastly, the number one thing on my list that I would do if I was God, there'd be no red traffic lights, only green. But you see, there's the rub. Look at the chaos and confusion that would happen if I was God. What do you do on 42nd and Broadway when it's green going both ways? But thank God there's a God up in heaven. God is not the author of confusion, we read. So sometimes when you don't understand, you just got to just trust in the Lord. He understands. God is not the author of confusion. We think we'd do a better job at running the universe. Last week, we looked at the consequences of forcibly doing away with evil, that long list I read to you. Now, let's pick it up here today in verse 32. Let me premise it by this statement. Did you know that baptism saves you? Did you know that? Here it is, right here in our very first verse this morning, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. It says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven. You see, get down in the waters of baptism and make that confession, and by golly, there will be another name written in the rolls and called up yonder. Yours. Right, clap. Whoever confesses me before men, that's how I do baptisms here. Right, friend? That's how we did it. With Cheryl out on the beach, put my left hand down, put my right hand up. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. Him or her, I will confess before my Father, who is in heaven. I love that. The word for confess, the word homologeo, means to speak the same thing. So Jesus is going to speak the same thing you say down here on earth, he's going to say up there in heaven. That is, she belongs to me. When you get up here in these waters of baptism and say, I believe in Jesus Christ and he's my Lord, at that same minute Jesus is saying to his Father, I believe and receive, and friend, she's mine. That's what happens in baptism. Of course, going down in the water doesn't save you, but what you do and what comes out of your mouth does. Whoever believes with their heart and confesses with their mouth, what? That Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, the opposite is verse 33. Starts with the word but. Whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Now, perhaps you say, Peter denied him and he was saved. Yes, thank God for that. And that goes for you as well, as long as there's still breath in you. You too can repent of the sin of denying him like Peter did. It's not too late for you. No matter what you've done, you can still repent of it. Right here and now, you're in this church. If you hear this on the radio today, on this Tuesday, there's nothing that you have done that you can't repent of right now. If you feel like repenting of it, that's because that's a gift from God. He's given you the ability and the desire to repent. Even if you've denied him, don't listen to the voices in your head that tell you it's too late. Because it's not too late. It wasn't too late for Peter, and it's not too late for you either. As long as there's breath in your lungs, and as long as the opportunity still presents itself to repent, because repentance is a gift from God. It's not guaranteed you're going to feel that way tomorrow. It's a gift. might be here today and gone tomorrow. That's why the Bible says today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Today, no matter what you've done, he can forgive it, and he will forgive it. Paul put it this way, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. All right, verse 34, do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now he's going to explain what he meant by that. Okay, look at, balance these two things. I did not come, and now he says, for I have come. I did not come, for I have come. He's going to tell you what he meant by that. Don't think I came to bring peace. I did not come to bring peace, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. What does he mean by that? He means that Jesus divides households because he calls you, just like the other song that we sang, he calls you to surrender all, to forsake all, and follow him. And that can present a problem if you're married and have a family, or if you're a child and your mother and father aren't believers. Especially a problem if you're a Muslim that converts to Christianity, right? That's probably the worst one of all. Is what happens to these poor Muslims when they convert and become a believer. Jesus is calling you to make a choice. And let me tell you, he won't come after you either if you choose no. He won't apologize to you for coming on too strong. Another reason, too, why Paul tells us not to be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Don't marry one and don't go into business with one. They don't have what you have. They don't possess the Holy Spirit like you do. All right, he continues. Verse 37. I mean, that's just to save you a lot of trouble. But don't marry an unbeliever. Haven't you heard that before? How many times have you heard that? Well, I love so-and-so, and I know I'm going to rub off on them in the future. I'm going to get them to be a believer.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.